We are going to do an exercise now that is a way to begin to try to experience that place where you are not your programming. There's no way anyone can fail at the exercise. We're just going to be looking at whatever you're thinking and feeling, so whatever comes up is just right. So to begin, close your eyes, get settled into your chair, and follow my voice. If you find yourself wandering, just gently come back to the sound of my voice. For a moment now, turn your attention to yourself inside this room. Picture the room. Picture yourself in this room and exactly where you are. Now begin to go inside your skin and get in touch with your body. Notice how you're sitting in the chair. See whether you can notice exactly the shape that is made by the parts of your skin that touch the chair. Notice any bodily sensations that are there. And as you see each one, just sort of acknowledge that feeling and allow your consciousness to move on. Now notice any emotions you're having. And if you have any, just acknowledge them. Now get in touch with your thoughts and just quietly watch them for a few moments. Now I want you to notice that as you notice these things, a part of you notice them. You notice those sensations, those emotions, those thoughts. And that part of you we will call the observer you. There's a person in there, behind your eyes, who is aware of what I'm saying right now. And it is the same person you've been your whole life. In some deep sense, this observer you is the you that you call you. Now I want you to remember something that happened last summer. Just get an image of that in mind. From inside the you that was there then, just look around. Remember all the things that were happening then. Remember the sights, the sounds. Your feelings. And as you do that, see whether you can notice that you were there then, noticing what you are noticing. See whether you can catch the person behind your eyes who saw and heard and felt. You were there then, and you're here now. Now, I'm not asking you to believe this. I'm not making a logical point. I'm just asking you to note the experience of being aware and check and see whether it isn't so that in some deep sense, the you that is here now was there then. The person who is aware of what you are aware of is here now and was there then. See whether you can notice the essential continuity. In some deep sense, at the level of experience, not of belief, you've been you your whole life. Now I want you to remember something that happened when you were a teenager. Just get an image in mind. Once you have that image in mind, just look around. Remember all the things that were happening then. Remember the sights. Hear the sounds. Feel your feelings. Take your time. And when you're clear about what was there, see whether you can, just for a second, catch that there was a person behind your eyes who saw and heard and felt all of this. You were there then, too. And see whether it isn't true, as an experienced fact, not a belief, that there is an essential continuity between the person aware of what you are aware of now and the person who was aware of what you were aware of as a teenager in that specific situation. You have been you your whole life. Finally, remember something that happened when you were a fairly young child, say around 6 or 7. Just get an image in mind of a specific situation. And once you have an image in mind, just look around again. See what was happening. See the sights. Hear the sounds. Feel your feelings. And then catch the fact that you were there, seeing, hearing, and feeling. Notice that you were there behind your eyes. You were there then, and you are here now. And check and see whether in some deep sense the you that is here now was there then. The person aware of what you are aware of is here now and was there then. You have been you your whole life. Everywhere you've been there noticing. This is what I mean by the observer you. And from that perspective or point of view, I want you to look at some areas of living. Let's start with your body. Notice how your body is constantly changing. Sometimes it is sick, and sometimes it is well. It may be rested or tired. It may be strong or weak. You were once a tiny baby, but your body grew. You may have even had parts of your body removed, as in an operation. Your cells have died, and not all the cells in your body now were there when you were a teenager, or even last summer. Your bodily sensations come and go. Even as we have spoken, they have changed. So if all this is changing, and yet the you that you call you has been there your whole life, that must mean that although you have a body, as a matter of experience and not of belief, you do not experience yourself to be just your body. So just notice your body now for a few moments. And as you do this, every so often, notice that you are the one noticing. Now let's go to another area, your roles. Notice how many roles you've had. You may have been in the role of a father or a mother, a friend, a daughter, a son, a student, maybe a respected coworker, other times a leader or a follower. In the world of form, you're in some role all the time. If you were to try not to, then you would be playing the role of not playing a role. Even now, part of you is playing a role, perhaps the client role or the learner role. Yet all the while, notice that you are also present. The part of you, which you call you, is watching and aware of what you're aware of. And in some deep sense, that you does not change. So if your roles are constantly changing, and yet the you that you call you has been there your whole life, it must be that although you have roles, you do not experience yourself to be just your roles. Do not believe this. This is not a matter of belief. Just check and look for yourself and notice the distinction between what you are looking at and the you who is looking. Now let's go to another area, emotions. Notice how your emotions are constantly changing. Sometimes you feel love and sometimes hatred. Sometimes calm and then tense. Joyful, sorrowful. Happy, sad. Even now you may be experiencing emotions. Interest, boredom, relaxation. Think of things you've liked and don't like any longer. Think of fears you once had that now are resolved. The only thing you can count on with emotions is that they will change. Although a wave of emotion comes, it will pass in time. Yet while these emotions come and go, notice that in some deep sense, that you does not change. It must be that although you have emotions, you do not experience yourself to be just your emotions. Try to allow yourself to experience this as an experienced event, not as a belief. In some very important and deep way, you experience yourself as a constant. You are you through it all. So just notice your emotions for a moment, and as you do, notice also that you are noticing them. Now let's turn to what is perhaps the most difficult area, your own thoughts. Now thoughts are difficult because they tend to hook us and pull us out of this role as an observer. And if that happens, just come back to the sound of my voice. Notice how your thoughts are constantly changing. You used to know very little. Then you went to school and learned new thoughts. You gain new ideas and new knowledge. Sometimes you think about things one way and sometimes another. Sometimes your thoughts may make little sense. Sometimes they seemingly come up out of nowhere, automatically. They are constantly changing. Look at your thoughts even since the beginning of this exercise. and notice how many different thoughts you've had. And yet in some deep way, the you that knows what you think is not changing. So that must mean that although you have thoughts, you do not experience yourself to be just your thoughts. Don't try to believe this, just notice it. And notice even as you realize this, that your stream of thoughts will continue. And you may get caught up in them. And yet in the instant that you realize that, you also realize that a part of you is standing back, watching it all. So now watch your thoughts for a few moments. And as you do, notice also that you are noticing them. So as a matter of experience, and not of belief, you are not just your body, your roles, your emotions, or your thoughts. These things are the content of your life, whereas you are the arena, the context, the space in which they unfold. And as you see that, notice that the things that you've been struggling with in your life and trying to change, perhaps about yourself, are not you anyways. No matter how the battle goes, you will be there unchanged. See whether you can take advantage of this connection to let go just a little bit. Secure in the knowledge that you have been you through it all, and that you need not have such an investment in all this psychological content as a measure of your life. For a few moments here, just notice the experiences in all the domains that show up. And as you do, notice that you are still here, being aware of what you are aware of. Now again, picture yourself in this room. And now picture the room. And when you're ready to come back, open your eyes.